welcome back to Project Independence in You, Senior Talk Radio. I'm your host, Rebecca Miller, and our co-host today is Otto Loos.
I'm still overwhelmed.
You're still overwhelmed.
Otto needs a nap. We're all like, just really, it's been quite the morning. I can't even. This is just so amazing.
Hey, so we probably don't even need these headphones on until we get a phone call, right?
Right.
All right, so we'll just keep them down low, okay. Unless you're getting. So our first guest was a nutritionist, and then we were speaking with Antonio Petrish, who has written several books, and the one that we were had her on for was about the suffrage movement, and more specifically about the role that women on Long Island,
yeah,
also New York State, played.
Yeah.
So we had a lot at stake with Long Island women and the whole involvement. So it was interesting to hear the people that were involved at the time. But we are definitely going to have her back, Otto, and have her do a presentation to,
absolutely,
you know, some of the members here. And we do also need to have that nutritionist back because we barely got through breakfast with her.
Yeah.
You know, she got us on fiber, and that was it. We just talked about
and
fiber.
And water, we said the word, but that was where it ended.
Yeah.
And there's a lot involved as far as water goes.
Yeah, yeah. So
we got stuck on fiber.
We just kept talking about fiber and so we've been here celebrating Christina's birthday, and it was it's been really fun because I got to talk with her mom and
so
her
good.
Husband.
All the people that are so important in my life. It's
and
just really,
mention her father.
And her father.
That's right, Otto threw it.
Everybody was just, and Amanda, everybody was just so into it. I just mentioned, you know, I said, I want to do a little something for her birthday, and her mother, okay, well, here's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
All right.
Everyone might know where I get it from now.
And I said, all right, I'm gonna decorate this way. No, I think she likes this. I said, okay, I'll do that. Though we pulled it off
phenomenal.
They so badly wanted to be here, but obviously,
yeah,
your mom had a meeting,
yeah,
and Jay couldn't get away. But you know, they made that beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful
it was absolutely
so
lovely.
Cute.
I will be listening to it and crying.
Oh,
throughout.
Put your headphones on. We got a call coming in.
Oh,
I can't imagine who it would be. So who's calling now?
Hello, Christina.
Hello, Chang.
You know why it's pouring today?
Why?
Not with Christina for her birthday.
Yeah.
How are you, dear?
Good. We miss you, John.
No, I miss you, too. But this, you know, I wanted to get a call in, and Rebecca said, beautiful job, Rebecca. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's been
setting
fun.
Setting the whole thing up to make sure the whole world wants to make sure we remember Christina's birthday.
I mean, the only downside for you, John, is how are you going to beat this next year? You know, call me. You have my number, right? We'll work on it.
You know,
we'll work on it.
I'll help you.
The countdown.
We're going to have to start working out, all right?
Yeah.
You know, the countdown is not over yet. It's still 3 days is the magic number.
That's right.
But when we're back, we have to start the reverse end of it. But
it all starts again.
I'm sure she's starting tonight.
Yeah.
It's minus three.
There'll be two eves of, and then the actual day. And oh my God, the town will be crazy.
Oh, well, I love you, John. Thank you for calling.
I love you back, and I'm so happy I could participate. I'm not feeling any more time, and I'll definitely see everybody soon.
Okay,
all right, John.
Bye-bye.
You take care.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. Well, that's John Ryan, who is the host of Project Independence in You, and I believe we'll be coming back sometime in April. And we may actually have one or two more call-ins, so keep your headphones nearby, team.
Okay.
And then we're going to have to wrap up the birthday celebration.
I don't want it to end. It's so wonderful.
It doesn't end.
As soon as this day's over, you'll start planning for next year's birthday celebration. So we do have, another call coming in. Okay. Can't imagine who. Hello, welcome to Project Independence in You.
Hello, who am I speaking with?
This is Rebecca and Christina, and who's calling now?
This is Emily Cavorius, Project Independence.
Emily, you are on the air, Emily. You're on Project Independence in You. And
first time on the radio.
I'm so excited
right now. Hi.
Oh, hi,
I'm calling to wish a very beautiful and very talented. Christina, a happy birthday.
Oh, thanks, my buddy. I love you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I love you right back.
Oh, this is so great. This is too much.
You add some sunshine to this gloomy day, so keep doing what you're doing. You're amazing.
Thank you. Love you, Em.
You're welcome. Love you, too. Have a great one.
Thanks for calling, Emily.
You're welcome.
All right. Take care. Bye. All right, so now we're back to Project Independence in You. I think we could take our headphones off. Maybe we'll keep them nearby.
Okay. All right, so back to the wonderful North Hempstead.
And party planner Rebecca Miller right here at your service. If you need any help,
really,
please call 311.
I mean, she's really set it a whole new bar. If anyone needs her, I really recommend. I mean, these pictures, the whole setup is just blows your mind. I can't even. But back to North Hempstead.
Okay.
The Spring Festival, Rebecca, is Saturday, May 6th from 12 to 5 p.m. It's a wonderful, wonderful event. It's going to be at Clark Botanic Garden, Albertson. It's outdoors, and it's a wonderful way to kick off the spring season, which is really great. And it's what I love about this event, it's good for the whole family.
Yeah, it's
which is really, really nice. And there's tons of, there's no shortage of things to do there. So if you are interested in that or need more information, call 311. And that will be Saturday, May 6th, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m.
That's great.
And another great program that we encourage people to register for, you know, as soon as possible because they do fill up quick is CarFit.
Yes.
So this will be coming the next one on Tuesday, June 20th, and it's going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And CarFit is a wonderful, wonderful program. I was CarFitted in my car.
Right.
And I actually think about all the things I learned. It's a 12-point CarFit checklist. And, you know, Shari Baton, who is our mobility manager, and a bunch of people from AAA, I think Emily as well.
Yeah.
They will come out and they bring their checklist out. You sit in your car and they will go through a whole bunch of things like adjusting your mirror, your steering wheel placement, blind spots that might be in your car, how to actually wear a seatbelt appropriately. It's about 20 to 30 minutes, the whole process. But it's really, you know, just when you think you know everything and have figured it out, I mean, it really teaches you how to be safely in your car. And especially as you're aging, you know, your body changes. So what might have worked, you know, a couple of years ago doesn't necessarily work anymore.
I'll tell you, the mirror thing is one that threw me.
That was exactly, and I think about that all the time.
I'm a little older than you, even though it's your birthday today. And the bottom line is I never really had my mirrors adjusted correctly.
Me too.
And
it
had spots that I really didn't realize I couldn't see.
Yeah.
And the way they teach you how to do it, works. It works really good.
No, and two, and you know, you never really think about it either because, you know, I'm not a tall lady, so I do tend to sit very close to, you know, but like there is a certain thing, you know, you really shouldn't be certain, you know, there's a certain amount of inches you're supposed to be away from your steering wheel.
And also the steering wheel, you know, if you have an airbag, which I think we all do now, if you have an accident and it deploys and your steering wheel isn't on the right angle, it could you know, hit you in the head or not. I think it's supposed to, I believe, I mean, don't quote me, but I believe it's supposed to come more toward your chest than your head.
Yes, right.
So if you're on an up angle, you know, so you just learn all these little things.
Yeah, like I said, and it just changes, you know, and I've heard people say like, oh my God, you know, it's like I'm so much more comfortable in the car because the car literally was fit to your type, you know, it's not a standard thing. So it's really great. And like I said, it does fill up very, very fast. So please call 311 for more information on that. And to make a direct appointment, you would call 516-873-2364. And they'll put you in.
Great program. Please don't hesitate. It really is. I mean, it's for everybody, but particularly for our 60 and over Project Independence members to call.
Well, you physically change.
Right. Vision.
You get shorter. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little heavier.
Hard to turn your neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Physical problems.
Boy, you're really making it sound great.
Yeah, but you know, you can adapt.
Absolutely. Yeah, right. No, you know what it is, and that's what's great too, you know, and you know, that's just one of the many programs that Shari as the mobility manager does. But what's great is that a lot of people, you know, still want to continue to drive, and this is a way that if you're able to, you know, continue it and do it safely. So it's definitely something absolutely wonderful.
And Shari as the mobility manager, if I can give her a shout out.
Absolutely.
Is so busy. I think we had 17,000 transportation SRs in 2016, and not that every single one comes across her desk as an SR, because many go to a taxi company, but ultimately, at some point, there is an action that she takes with each SR.
Absolutely.
And phone calls that come in regarding, well, you know, if there's a taxi's late, or there's a new senior who needs to understand how the program functions, or how to get around in the town, how to apply for Able Ride, she is on that phone and spends. There's no limit to what she will do. So
absolutely,
we really are.
And, lucky. I know we've mentioned this, but I really want to remind people that, you know, the transportation program is now expanded to this disability transportation, too.
That's
that
right.
Shari has also been doing, which is
a huge
realm. But it's essentially for individuals who are, what is it? It's 21 to 59.
And it mirrors
right.
the program.
And, right. and you just have to qualify for Able Ride, and then you're able to, you know, do medical transportation right. and food shopping. So it's really a wonderful program.
It's great. Call 311-869-6311
yes.
Any questions with Project Independence. We are coming to the end of the
wow.
show. I wanted to thank Dan Cox, Director of Broadcasting at WCWP, Janine Solero, the administrator, Sam, our wonderful engineer, Christina Liu, our radio producer and birthday girl.
Happy birthday, Christina!
And she's getting on the air.
Another cool one.
Best producer I've ever worked with.
Thank you. Well, this is a blessing to be part of
this
family.
You're going to have to do that again so I can videotape it in a few seconds.
I want to
thank everybody here at WCWP.org, the Town of North Hempstead, Project Independence, and Otto.
Thank
Come back
you.
Next week.